Hello and welcome to an audio boo which is all about and only about mental health and almost entirely about my own mental health, because that's about the only mental health that I can speak about with experience. I'm a little unsure how good the audio sound is on the iPad because it's my iPhone is out of battery, so I just hope you can actually hear me. But I'll go ahead. The reason I'm talking about mental health and my own mental health in particular is that I'm going out this evening, right now, to AWARE. AWARE is a self-help, mental health, self-help group organization in Ireland that's been going for a good number of years. And I attend it. I attend it in two capacities. I attend it as a ordinary member of the public who has a lot of concern for my own mental health and well-being, and I find it enormously helpful to go to a group. I also have to say that on some occasions, occasionally I facilitate the group, but this evening I'm not going to facilitate. I'm going to downtown Cork City in Ireland to the regular Tuesday evening AWARE mental health group that starts its meeting at 8 o'clock and goes on until 9:30. Now, I'm bound by confidentiality from telling you anything about the people who go to AWARE, but I can tell you a couple of things about the process without any problem whatsoever. It is a self-help group. In other words, the group of people in the room are all people with experience of mental health issues, and we help ourselves. We have a facilitator who makes sure that we have a beginning and an ending of the meeting on time, and controls or tweaks a very simple process. And the whole idea is that people who have experience of mental health issues, and I'm deliberately not using the word mental illness, because that carries a whole range of assumptions that some people have and others don't share, and AWARE is an organization and a place which is open for people with all sorts of ideas about mental health to be part of the group. AWARE does other things other than the group, but the only thing that I really connect with AWARE about is the self-help group. When I started to get bouts of severe depression back in the 1990s in the UK, my mother understandably got extremely concerned, and she found out that AWARE existed in Ireland. In other words, that there was a place that a group that somebody who had depression could go to, and she urged me to find AWARE in the UK, and I discovered that AWARE doesn't exist in the UK, and I also, to my great surprise, discovered that it wasn't easy to find a mental health self-help group. There were all sorts of other things available for mental health in the UK, but a self-help group wasn't as easily available as my mother said it was in Ireland. But she even wanted me to come back to Ireland from time to time to attend mental health groups in Ireland. And that, of course, I not only thought was impractical, but probably resisted at the time. I had, during the 1990s, several bouts of severe depression, so that I'm actually fortunate to be alive today. I'm talking about a very disabling depression which took me out of society for long periods of time at a go. I've never been in a mental hospital. I've never actually been either a voluntary or involuntary patient in a mental hospital, but I have an extensive experience of, you know, talking to various therapists, including medical doctors, psychotherapists, counsellors, acupuncturists, homeopathists. I've tried a whole range of things to help my mental health. And as I say, I'm very conscious that I'm fortunate to be alive today, because it is a dangerous condition, severe depression, and you are really in need of great support when you have it, and you're terribly lucky when you get it. And all sorts of individuals may be able to do things for you, but there is also a help, a support, in which you sit in a room with a group of other people who have had their own issues on mental health, and you talk out of your own experience, and you advise and suggest things to each other without pressing anything on each other. And there are no authorities in the room except for the fact that every one of us is the world's greatest authority on our own mental health. So that's what I'm going to do this evening. I'm going to sit in a room with other people, and I'm going to talk about how I'm feeling, how my time has been recently. And I always find that after the group is over, that I feel very much better than I did before I went to the group. Now, I've gone to aware when I've been in the depths of severe and debilitating depression, so that I have been literally unable to speak and barely able to mix with people, and the self-help group has helped me enormously then. I've also gone to aware when I have been very well and without much apparent trace of mental unwellness, and certainly have been feeling in tip-top form. I wouldn't exactly say I'm in tip-top form, but I'm not far off it now. I have been well for 2 years, and it must be almost exactly 2 years to today when I came out of my last severe bout of depression, which lasted for just over a year. The magic of the group is that the process, or the experience of sharing, talking, saying whatever you want to say, to people who don't interrupt you, and people who you just know by the look on their face, and you know by what you might have heard from some of them already, you just know that there is nothing that you have been through that somebody else in the room hasn't also been through. So you know that you are absolutely and totally accepted, and you know that, in fact, there are people in the room who are much worse than you, in a much worse condition than yourself. And all of these things help. And you also, at the end, it must be said, in Cork, what we do is when the meeting is over, the meeting is over. We don't discuss what was discussed at the meeting anymore, but we go and have a cup of tea. So the idea that I can sit in the kitchen with other people chatting about football, or chatting about Father Ted, or chatting about something on telly, or anything at all, when the meeting is over, is great, because there's nothing like a fresh cup of tea after you've been talking about mental health. And when I'm talking about mental health, I'm talking about, we don't talk about institutions by name, we don't talk about medications by name, we don't talk about mental health therapists, including doctors and mental health nurses, by name. It's a process which is very careful to respect the fact that each individual's own mental health is different from others. I probably could speak forever on the topic of it. What I want to declare, though, is that mental health is more important than wealth. It's absolutely the most critical thing that anyone can have. And if you have never had your mental health, never experienced your mental health being fragile and vulnerable and capable of collapse, then you're incredibly fortunate. And I hope that you never ever have direct personal experience of it. Although if you do have it, I can tell you that you will definitely get better sometime, and you'll never know when it's going to lift. That would be my simple advice. And that's enough, really. I'm going to an aware self-help group to which anyone who has got a concern about their mental health is welcome to attend and try it out. It occurs in the centre of Cork at 8 o'clock every Tuesday evening of the entire year. And if you go and find the aware website, you'll be able to find the address. I'd be afraid I'd give you the wrong address. Okay, thank you very much. It's Paul O'Mahony saying good evening. for now. Goodbye.